This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Alyssa and I have been talking for the past 10 minutes, and we've been talking about today's show. And we've been discussing, you know, what do we want to do today? Because obviously, the day before, we know exactly what we're going to do. Or for the most part, we have a good idea of what we're going to do the next day. And then yesterday, as the day goes on, and the news is very heavy. The news is very disturbing. The news is scary. And we want to be talking about what everybody is talking about this morning. However, this is one of those things that we really shouldn't be talking about. Like, I don't believe that's why that you tune into this show.
Right. We've talked about that before. That's not why you come here. You come here to feel good. You come here to get a smile in the morning. So we're trying to navigate quite how to do that today.
We want to continue to be your escape from all the things going on in the world. At the same time, we want to be respectful and not appear tone deaf and be talking about, like, I was, one of the examples that I brought up to Alyssa is, if we had an update on Philly's Karen this morning, like, to me, that just seems like silly and irrelevant. And in especially on a day like today where it's 9/11, a national day of remembrance.
I want to be silly is where we thrive. But on days like today, it's hard to be silly.
I want to be very careful about what we do and what we talk about on the show today. So at this point, I am confused. I really am. Like, I don't know what type of show to do today. And so your help on the text or by phone could be very helpful. 216-474-0104.
Just a pulse check.
Like, we're talking about, like, we have a couple that wants to come on and be a part of Hash It Out today. They're a divorce couple and they're dealing with an issue. But
on days like today, it's just hard where it's like, is that even what we want to hear?
Yeah, is that what you want from us today?
Do we need more drama? Do we need more of that today? Pulse check. Let us know how you're doing. What do you want to hear about?
Like Alyssa's College of Knowledge, do we postpone it for a day? Like, does it seem silly that we're playing games today? Like, I'm questioning. I'm not.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. These are
actual questions that we're at. Like, we're not being funny and cute when we ask if we should skip it today. We're really trying to figure it out. So,
you know what I'd like to do
The early birds, if you're up with us right now, you're behind the curtain. So help us out.
You know what I'd like to do is maybe just good vibes.
Just a full day of good vibes.
Good vibes, positivity.
That might not be a bad idea.
Hearing from people that, you know, are struggling with something and they've overcome it, or, you know, just things in their life that are good. It's positive. It's love. And we just spread that throughout the show this morning. That would be something that I would consider doing. So thank you for being with us this morning. We will get it figured out. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104. I think we could all use some good news today.
I think we could definitely use some good vibes.
All the news yesterday was bad. Alyssa and I are still talking about what kind of show we want to do today. I know we want to keep it light. And so we're still discussing. I mean, even now we're talking about, do we want to do Hash It Out this morning? Is that, you know, if two people arguing with each other, is that
right? Like, is that really what we want to hear today?
So we're figuring it out. I thought what we could do is do extra good vibes this morning. Just throw in good vibes, because we usually do good vibes at 6:55. Let's do it all over the show today. We should do that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, let's get some good vibes.
So it's 216-474-0104.
All right, let's see. Who do we got?
Trinity is listening to us in Richfield. She might have a good vibe. Trinity, good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Is that true? You have a good vibe to share?
I sure do. My nephew, he's about to turn two, so mm-hmm. he's just becoming like a person.
I love that. Yeah.
Now when he sees me, he points at me and he says "dee dee," and then he does this really cute like happy dance. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Aw, you make him do a little happy dance just by being in your presence.
It's amazing.
Is this your brother's son or your sister's son?
My sister's son.
Is your sister at all jealous that her son is so excited to see you and not her?
Oh, no, he's really good with his affections. He's like the best hugger. He blows kisses. He gives little kisses on the cheek. He's the best. He's like the most affectionate little kid.
Oh, awesome.
Aww. Little kids at that age are so stinking cute and funny. I just, toddlers. I know the terrible twos are a thing, but I feel like that's like my favorite age to be around kids.
It doesn't sound like it's a thing with this kid.
No.
No, he's got the terrible in him too. Don't you
worry. Oh, it's in there? Okay, okay.
And that's where the visit is over. Aunt Trinity can say, well, goodbye. Have a great day, everyone. I'm taking off.
Yeah, that's when I pass him off.
Trinity, thank you so much for calling in with your good vibe this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so more of that today. 216-474-0104. More of your good vibes as we continue with the show this morning. It's Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. I think that we're going to do Hash It Out this morning. I'm leaning in that direction. Alyssa and I are we've been talking nonstop for the past hour. And if you want
to. It's a weird day.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
I don't feel good today at all.
Like, no, I think everybody is just, we're all kind of just trying to get through it.
And we realize that our show is intended to, and it's designed to be an escape from the real world.
And it's an escape for us too, but
we talk about a lot of real world things.
Yeah. And it's sometimes it's impossible to ignore what's going on around us.
And today is one of those days. So we're doing extra good vibes. 216-474-0104. But also would love to hear, you know, your thoughts on, what you would like to hear today. You know, should we still do Hash It Out? Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I was even thinking about that. Like, is even just asking trivia questions today, is that disrespectful on today, especially 9/11, a day of ultimate respect?
Right. Yeah. So if you have any thoughts, comments, let us know. 216-474-0104. We would love to hear whatever feedback you have for us.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being with us this morning. My 10-year-old son, Drew, he plays soccer. And last night he had a soccer skills practice. So not a practice with his team.
Oh, this it was is, just like a solo thing?
No, this is all like a bunch of kids from all the teams. And they're doing a skills training practice in River. The company is called On-Frame Training.
Okay, so it's like all the different kids that are in this league.
Yeah, and they have professional trainers come out and work with the kids, and they they do drills, they play games, and it helps them get better at soccer.
Oh, cool.
And so this has been going on for the past few weeks, and the boys specifically have been working with Coach Mikey. And Coach Mikey is really, really good at soccer. In fact, he is so good that I believe he plays on national teams.
Oh, really?
And they go around the world and they play.
What?
Plays against other countries. Like, he's really, really good at soccer.
Oh, that's cool. I would hope he's good. He's the coach.
The other thing about Mikey is last night was his last night working with the boys.
Oh.
And Coach Mikey is deaf.
Really?
He can hear the boys. He has a hearing aid.
Okay.
And so that helps him hear the boys. But last night was the last night that he was working with the boys. And, you know, at the end of practice, he calls all the boys over and they get into the half circle and he tells them how great of a job they did and gives everybody fist bumps.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the practice, some of the boys gave the sign for thank you in sign language.
Aw, that's really sweet.
And the person who deserves credit for that, and I feel guilty that I don't know who it is. I don't know his name, but it was one of the soccer coaches in the organization that knew it was Coach Mikey's last night. And so he sent word to all the soccer coaches, me being one of the soccer coaches of the team.
Uh-huh.
If your kids are there, if one of your players is there, let them know that this is Coach Mikey's last practice and teach them the sign.
The sign for thank you. That is so sweet. Oh my gosh. Was he just like, I would be a blubbering mess of waterworks over that.
No, Coach Mikey held it together. You know,
good.
He gave a few extra fist bumps, but I was touched by that, and I needed that last night.
Yeah. Do you know where Coach Mikey is off to?
No, I don't think he's like leaving the country or anything like that. Even though he does that, I think he's just going to work with the girls now.
Oh, okay. Okay. He's not going anywhere. Yeah. He has put his time in and he is done.
It's the Q Morning Show. I think we are going to hash it out this morning.
I think we need to.
Thank you for being with us. We are here to be your distraction from all those things.
The escape from the world.
That's next, the Q Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy. What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Hash it out this morning. I have to say, I'm a little nervous about Hash It Out. Do I have a right to be nervous?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, anytime that we're bringing on two divorced people, I get a little excited. Not nervous. I'm just excited for it to all play out.
Number one, I am shocked that Mike agreed to come on our show this morning.
I am too.
His ex-wife, Bianca, is here. But Mike agreed to come on, and I don't want to say anything else because I don't want to sway anybody's opinions. I want both of them to state their case. So let's start with Bianca. She came to us first. This is Mike's ex-wife, Bianca. Bianca, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on between you and Mike?
So Mike and I have been divorced. It's been almost 10 years, and we have a daughter. She's 15. And Mike does pay child support every month. And what I'm asking from him is just an extra $100 a month. And he is refusing to do that. And the reason that I'm asking for the money, I think it's perfectly reasonable. I mean, our daughter is a teenager, and there are extra things that she needs now that she's 15 years old. She needs skincare. She needs makeup. I mean, she's a very girly girl. And I work full time. But even with the money that I bring in, the child support that he's paying currently, I mean, there are groceries, there's school stuff. And so I understand that this is extra, but this is for our daughter, and this is a normal part of her growing up. So I don't think I'm being unreasonable by asking for that $100.
Okay, I have many questions, but I think that we should bring Mike in. Do you have any follow-up questions for Bianca?
No, I mean, I think that sounds pretty reasonable, considering I know how expensive like the skincare and the makeup stuff gets. So.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to save my questions for the end. Let's bring in Bianca's ex-husband, Mike. Mike, good morning, and thank you for agreeing to come on the show this morning. I would assume that you want to state your case on why you refuse to pay an extra $100 a month in child support.
Look, I pay what the court told me to pay. Every month, I pay on time. I'm not late. I don't short the amount that I'm required to pay, but I feel as though I shouldn't have to pay $100 more a month for her Sephora trips.
Well, Mike, I mean, this is our daughter, and she's growing up, and these are normal things that girls need when they're becoming women. I mean,
explain to me how she needs an extra $100 a month to be spending it on skincare products or makeup. I mean, that kind of money on skin stuff. Are you serious?
Well, I mean, for one thing, this is our daughter. Like, this is important to her. This means a lot to her.
I think we're running the risk of just, like, I don't want to spoil our daughter either. I mean, yes, she wants a lot of things, but does she really need it?
I think she does. You know, she's had trouble with her skin. She's had some problems with that. So some of the stuff that she's buying is treatment for her acne. You know that it embarrasses her, and I want her to feel good about herself. I want her to build confidence.
She's a teenager.
Too, Mike.
Everybody had acne when they were kids. I had acne when I was a kid. Like,
treat it. Why would you say no?
It's not a serious medical condition. It's just something that she's going through.
Well, it's very serious to her, Mike. I mean, she's come home from school crying. This is important to our daughter. Why would you refuse to do this?
But like $100 a month?
Bianca and Mike, we want to stop you right there. That breaks my heart. The girl coming home crying. All right, 216-474-0104.
I get it, though. This is the age for it. You said 15? That's how old your daughter is?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to be completely transparent. I'm coming into this with a blind spot. I am not a child of divorce. I don't even know that many people that are divorced and what they go through as far as the finances and everything else. Alyssa, you are a child of divorce. Does this sound familiar to you?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does. It sounds very familiar to me.
Is this something where, obviously, Bianca and Mike have come to us. Do they have to get lawyers involved at some point if we can't point them in the right direction here?
I mean, it could end up getting there, I guess. I mean, Bianca, like, could try to take it to the court and get child support upped. That could be one way to do it, but it sounds like he's already paying what the court tells him to pay.
216-474-0104. Bianca and Mike, they are divorced, have been divorced for about a decade. They have a teenage daughter. Bianca is asking for an extra $100 a month. And Mike is staunch about saying no to that request. What do you think? 216-474-0104. Hash It Out continues next. Five. When the lights go out, the 7:30 banger this morning, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're in the middle of Hash It Out. We heard from Bianca and Mike. They have been divorced for about 10 years. They share a daughter. 15-year-old daughter, is that what it is?
Yeah, they said 15.
Okay. Bianca is asking Mike. Mike pays child support, and it sounds like he's up to date with his child support.
Yeah, he said he pays full amount on time every month.
And Bianca is asking for a little bit more, perhaps like $100 a month. And why is that?
She's saying that it's because their daughter is 15 and she's starting to want more teenage things like skincare, like makeup. Bianca, I think, had mentioned she's having like some issues with her skin. So they're trying to work that out. But she's getting older and she's wanting more things. And it's not cheap.
Brittany in Westlake, what should happen here?
Okay, so I've come from a divorced family. I'm a single mom to a 15-year-old. She actually just got the car. She was sad. She wanted to say her opinion, too. And we kind of actually agree with Dad. I'm not saying that Dad shouldn't help with extras, because my dad did all the time. Mm-hmm. But there's priorities. And Jada's thing was go to a dermatologist. Have Dad help pay with that. If it's acne is an issue, she did that. And it's amazing.
That's a good point. A dermatologist actually, at the end of the day, a dermatologist may end up actually being a little less expensive
and whatever,
than this route.
Whatever a dermatologist would prescribe, perhaps it would be covered by insurance?
It might be. And also, Dad might be a little more open to helping pay for something like that.
Sharon in Parma, good morning.
Hi. Totally agree with the dermatologist. Prescription, yeah, fine. That's, you know, even if it's a copay, $25-$30, you don't go every month. But for the makeup, she's 15. $25-$30 tops until she's 16, when she can get a job and pay for her own. 15, McDonald's will hire her. Get a job. You want makeup? Get a job. That's an extra.
All right.
Yeah.
Sharon?
I think she might, 15, I don't know. I thought that the age to work was 16.
I think that you can get a worker's permit when you're 14.
Oh, gosh.
However, I think if McDonald's takes you on, I think they're limited to how many hours they can give you. So I'm not sure if you're making tons of cash at 14, 15 years old. We can get into that.
And then that's also putting the parents out, because I'm assuming she can't drive.
Yeah, you got to go pick them up. And sometimes they get the late shift. Tony in Willowick, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here on Hash It Out?
Well, I agree with the dermatologist. I agree with the girl getting a job, but I also agree with the mom that the dad, what is $100 a month? That's $3 a day. And it's his daughter. He could do it for a while. You know what I'm saying? $100 is nothing.
I don't know if I agree with you there. I mean, I understand your sentiment, Tony.
I do understand where Mike is coming from, just because it's $100 a month. But then we just got a text about this too. That's like $1,200 extra a year.
Yeah. I mean, I am the guy that every month I'm combing through our subscriptions. I canceled DirecTV, whatever I had, because I was paying $100 for a month for channels that I don't watch. So yeah, $100 to me a month is a big deal right now. So I can understand how the money thing is an issue. On the other hand, if this is my kid and my kid is upset and crying
and struggling with something, I just think 15 for a girl, it's just such a formative age right now that I just think it's very important emotionally for her to, like, I don't think she needs to get everything that she wants, but if it's something she's self-conscious about, I hope that she finds a solution.
Hannah in Amherst, good morning. Thank you for joining us. What do you think about Hash It Out? Bianca is asking for an extra $100 a month from her ex-husband. What are your thoughts on this?
Good morning. I think that you kind of have to take what you can get. There's a lot of families out here and a lot of single moms that want their child's father to pay child support, and sometimes they don't even do that. You know, my child's father is $20,000 behind, and she's only three. So you have to, you know, you kind of have to be grateful for the fact that he is already paying you every month, and he's paying it on time, and he's doing his responsibility. I understand that you have a teenager. She, you know, gets makeup and her hair done, and I get it. I was a teenage girl once, too. But she also, you know, her daughter has to know that, you know, she has divorced parents. And sometimes you can't just get everything that you want. So I kind of understand where the dad's coming from. You don't want to raise a spoiled brat, but you also want her, you want her to have a good self-esteem. And I get what it's like having acne as a teenager and being embarrassed and not wanting to go to school and wanting to cover it up and acne treatments. I understand, but take the child support he's already paying and pay for those things if that's what you want to do with that child support money. That's the thing. Child support is very lenient. You can pay, you can do anything with that money. So just make sure you're putting it towards your daughter.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Hannah, for listening to us and for calling in this morning.
I hope that they get it figured out. I really do, because I do feel for their daughter. I was 15 once with bad skin, and I just, I know it's not easy.
We have to leave it there. If there's anything additional, you can send us a text, 216-474-0104. Well, so much for keeping it light this morning.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. We're doing our best.
I wasn't blaming you. But here's something that I think an Alyssa lost today on Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I think that would make everybody smile.
Man, that will turn my spirits around.
I can't make any promises. I'm sorry. I'm just so smart.
You could throw the game.
Doing that. I would never.
I don't want you to do that either. I'm too competitive.
Yeah, no way.
I want to beat you fair and square. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We have TSO tickets for the day after Christmas at Rocket Arena. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes. All right. The streak continues. Sarah in Cuyahoga Falls is going to try to take Alyssa down. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. The rules. If you get more of these questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Sarah, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go. Question one. It's the name of this company's official vehicle, shaped like a hot dog.
Oscar Mayer.
What is the name of the vehicle? You have the company.
Oscar Mayer Wiener vehicle.
The Wiener vehicle is your answer?
Yes. Yes.
Question two. Fred Armisen claims he is going to spin off his character from the Wednesday series. Armisen plays the role of the uncle of the Addams Family. His name, please.
Oh, my gosh. I just watched this. I have no idea. I don't have this one.
Question three. What is the name of the first perfume launched by Coco Chanel?
Chanel number one.
Question four. What is the postal abbreviation for Iowa?
I have no idea.
Final question, Sarah. Jamie Lee Curtis recently admitted that the only person she's ever asked for an autograph is Jaleel White. Who is that?
Oh, wait. Is he Urkel?
Yeah! All right, Sarah.
Okay.
Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Sarah. You're not beating Alyssa today.
No.
However, I hope you had fun.
Yeah, that was fun. It was really hard.
Are you enjoying that Wednesday series?
Yeah, we are just starting it, so.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I can't believe how much I love the Addams Family, how much depth they're putting into these characters. It's unbelievable how much I enjoy it. Alyssa, meet Sarah in Cuyahoga Falls.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
We don't have to talk about how Sarah did today. Let's just get through your questions, Alyssa.
Okay.
Question one, it's the name of this company's official vehicle shaped like a hot dog.
The Wienermobile.
That's what it is. Question two. Fred Armisen claims he is going to spin off his character from the Wednesday series. Armisen plays the role of the uncle of the Addams family. His name, please.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, Uncle Fester.
Uncle Fester.
There it is.
Question three. What is the name of the first perfume launched by Coco Chanel?
Chanel number one.
That's such a logical guess. But no, it is Chanel number five.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes no sense.
Question four. What is the postal abbreviation for Iowa?
I-A.
It is I-A. Final question. Jamie Lee Curtis recently admitted that the only person she's ever asked for an autograph is Jaleel White. Who is that?
Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel is correct.
Did you watch the clip of her on Colbert?
I saw her like cracking up.
Oh, she was losing it. It was so funny.
Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis is a treasure.
She like couldn't even talk. She was like laughing way too hard. It was great.
Okay, final score today. Alyssa had 4 and Sarah had less than that.
Oh, Sarah.
It's okay. It was really hard today.
However, Sarah, we would love to have you come up from Cuyahoga Falls and come see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra this holiday season.
That sounds awesome. My name is Sarah, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. You've got Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're doing extra good vibes this morning. I think that we need it.
Yeah, I think we do. Let's get some of those.
All right, let's go to Trish in Painesville. Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
So Trish has already warned us that this is a bittersweet good vibe. And so, Trish, we are ready.
I have my box of Kleenex. I'm prepared.
Please share with us.
Okay, so just the other day was the birthday of a friend that had passed in the past year. Mm-hmm. And my neighbors actually knew about it. They were there when I found out that that he had passed and stuff. So, you know, a couple days ago when it was his birthday, they, the girl of the group, signed me up for her super intense Pilates, like high intensity class. She was like, I promise you won't be able to think of anything.
Yeah, that's one way to get your mind off of it.
Exactly. And, she was right. I had absolutely nothing in my mind other than just not falling out. And then she and her boyfriend, they're both my neighbors. They, ended up taking me out to my favorite spot for fish tacos and margaritas, and we did a toast to my friend for his birthday, and they picked up the tab, and it was just such a sweet gesture. So I just felt like, wow, like neighborly love, you know?
Trish, I'm so sorry about your friend.
Thank you.
But how about your neighbors?
10 out of 10.
Are they amazing?
Seriously, yeah. What a community you've built around you.
Mm-hmm. I feel very fortunate. So that's my good vibe of the day. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing it with us. And it's a perfect example of why I still believe in people. Because your neighbors are amazing.
Me too. Yeah.
We need more people like them in this world.
Truly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Morgan Wallen, Tate McRae, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. This morning, Alyssa asked me a question that she has never asked me before. And we've been working together since May of last year. So last year, I don't believe you asked me this question. Today,
I must not have.
Today, she asked me that question. What is that question that you asked me?
Well, I asked Bill. Today is, you know, 9/11, the 24th anniversary. And I was just a kid. I was in third grade when it happened. But I asked Bill, you know, were you working in radio at that time? What was it like to be on air that day? Because I can't even imagine.
I was right here on Q104.
You were on Q104 still.
Yeah. Back then, we were broadcasting from a different building.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the Keith building back then, which is just down the street, still in Playhouse Square, but up on Euclid there.
Mm-hmm.
On the 18th floor, and I remember everything about that morning. I even remember what we were talking about on the show.
When the news broke?
Yes. We were talking to a woman who confessed to cheating on her fiancé during her bachelorette party. Like
Wow.
That is a detail that I can't get out of my head for some reason.
Well, yeah, because it's something that, like, it just, that's not like a minuscule thing, but it seems so trivial.
It is.
In comparison to the events that went down that day.
So we went into commercial, and if my memory is correct, the first plane hit the World Trade Center, one of the first towers, at 8:43 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And a few minutes after that, my boss at the time called me and told me about it because we didn't have a television in the room. And so some of the people on the show, back then it was the Danny and Carol show. And I was on the show along with two other people, and I had to stay where I was sitting, so I had to stay in the studio. But I could see into the room next door where they had a television, and we had a few of the show members go in there and watch TV, because at that time, we had no idea what was going on. It was just the one tower.
So you weren't seeing, like, videos on the internet or anything,
because
it's 2001.
I've watched them since, and, you know, now it all makes sense. Now it fills in those gaps for me. But here's what I remember. I vividly remember watching my coworkers in the other room watching television right before 9 a.m. That's when the second plane hit the second tower.
Mm.
And I just remember the reaction.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, my God. And that's when you knew that we were under attack.
That's what my mom says, too, because she had just gotten to work that morning. And she said, you know, the first one, maybe it was an accident. The second one, our bosses were like, go home. But in radio, I imagine you stayed.
The entire show changed at that point. And what we did was we tried to gather as much information as we could. And I'm sure that we had misinformation that morning. It was very difficult. I mean, this is pre-internet.
Right. Like, I mean, internet existed, but not in the form that it does today, where it's just instant information.
So we tried to watch news and share that information. And I do remember this. We essentially opened up the phones. And for the next 4 or 5 hours, we stayed on the air and we just took phone calls from people who were listening to Q104 at the time. And,
yeah.
And they just shared their thoughts. And we did that. I remember being so exhausted at one point, and it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And all of a sudden there is a firefighter standing outside of our door.
Because
we're on the 18th floor of the Keith building. And if you remember, because I know that you know the history and you've seen documentaries and things like that.
Yeah, I've watched so much stuff on it just because, like I said, I was so young when it happened.
Flight 93 flew over Cleveland.
Yeah.
And was monitored by Hopkins. And so as a precautionary measure, I believe that they were trying to evacuate as many buildings in downtown Cleveland as possible.
Oh, wow.
So they kicked us out of our studio. And so what we ended up doing was, back then Q104 was owned by CBS and we had a news station in New York and we simulcasted that station.
Okay.
And then we had to clear out. We had to leave the studio.
Wow.
Very scary, but it's like, what do you do? Like, what do I do now? Do I go home? So what we ended up doing was we walked across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at the Crown Plaza, the hotel that's right next to our studio now.
Oh, okay.
At the Halley Building.
Yeah.
And we sat in the downstairs bar area, and it was packed with people. And we just watched television.
Yeah.
And just tried to find out. We were all stunned about what had happened, and we're trying to make sense of it. And, yeah.
I can't even imagine. I really can't. Like I said, like I know I was glued to the TV that day. Mm-hmm. I was like 8-ish, like I said, third grade, but I still remember seeing it. I mean, just over and over all day.
I'm trying to remember because it does get hazy after 24 years. But I do remember the way that I feel. I don't remember if it actually happened that night because I'm not a political person. I know that the election the year before, the 2000 election, was very contentious. Bush versus Gore it took weeks for them to decide who won that with Florida,
right,
and the hanging chads. But I do remember, I'm almost positive that President Bush spoke to the nation that evening. And I just remember the feeling that I had, and I'm sure a lot of people had the weeks after 9/11, where it felt like this country was together.
Oh, my God. I do remember that. Do you remember everybody had flags on their cars? Like, everybody.
A very patriotic feeling,
mm-hmm,
after 9/11, where it didn't matter your political viewpoints or anything else. We were all together.
Yeah.
The only other time in my life that I can remember feeling that way is during Desert Storm in the early 90s.
Mm.
And I hope that someday we're all going to be able to feel together like that again. And I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
I hope that it doesn't. I hope it does not take another event for that to happen. I hope we just get there.
I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, I was thinking a lot about that, especially after what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we're so far apart right now.
And it also just feels like that feeling of being together, even though that was only 24 years ago, it just feels like that feeling is so far away, you know? Feels like that was so long ago when really it was not that long ago.
But I've seen it once, maybe twice, and I still have hope that someday we're going to get there again. It's Q104. It's Q104. We're doing extra good vibes this morning, too. Spreading some love and positivity on a day where you might not be feeling it.
Yeah, I think we could all use some extra good vibes.
Let's go to Berea this morning. We're going to talk to Janine. Janine, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your good vibe this morning?
I am looking forward to seeing a friend today, and on my run, I bump into her as she's taking a bike ride. So it was just so kismet that we're in each other's paths once again. So it's just one of those things that you don't expect that brightens up your morning.
So you saw your friend out in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you see her, talk to her at this point in your life?
Never. We haven't caught up in years, and that's what made it so special, that we have plans this afternoon, and then, bam, there she is getting her coffee, and I'm getting mine.
And you already had these plans when you bumped into her?
Exactly.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah.
And you clearly have a lot in common. You're both active. You like to work out.
Yeah, yeah. She has since gone on and started a family. I have yet to, but you know how that goes. People get busy. So mm-hmm. We tried to make some quality time this afternoon, and then There you know it. There she is.
Well, that feels like a sign. Like you guys are meant to reconnect at this point.
Absolutely.
Well, enjoy catching up with your friend this afternoon, Janine.
Thank you.
All right, 216-474-0104. More good vibes throughout the morning. Also, we have to play round two of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I still have hope that Alyssa is going to take the loss today.
You might be disappointed, but we'll see.
I have been for the past 3 weeks. We have tickets for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra this holiday season at Rocket Arena. Hang on, we're going to play in 10 minutes. The winning streak that will never end unless Aaron can end it today. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So the rules, quickly, if you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win this game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Aaron, are you ready to take her down?
I am.
Let's go. Question one. What is the national bird of the United States?
The bald eagle.
Question two. What type of alcohol is used when making a cosmopolitan?
Vodka.
Question three. Actress Emily Blunt recently made an appearance at the U.S. Open with her two daughters and her husband. Who is her husband?
Oh, my gosh. The guy from The Office? I don't know his name. I don't know the actor's name. Or maybe he was a superhero. I don't know. Okay, pass.
Question four. What pizza chain used to claim they could deliver their pizzas in 30 minutes or less?
Papa John's?
Final question. It's the reality show where Alan Cumming is the host who just won Best Reality Host at the Creative Arts Emmys for the second year in a row. What is the name of that reality show?
Oh, my God. Alyssa's about to win.
I don't like everybody's negative attitudes lately.
I don't know.
Let's get Alyssa back in here. Hold on. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Yeah, it seems like everybody's just giving up recently. It's like they
better
just...
Better questions.
They just... Better questions! Don't blame the questions!
Oh, I don't know who I'm playing against, already like them if they're giving you a hard time about the questions.
Aaron from Menor did not do particularly well, and she's lashing out and now blaming me.
Well, maybe you're to blame.
So Aaron went 2-4-5, although I'm debating whether to give her the third question. She knows who it is. She just doesn't know the name. And probably not. I don't think I can give her the point for that.
Okay.
So let's say 2-5. Alyssa, you need 2 to tie Aaron and 3 to win. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the national bird of the United States?
Bald eagle.
Question 2. What type of alcohol is used when making a cosmopolitan?
Is that gin?
No, I'm sorry. It's vodka.
Ah.
Question 3. Actress Emily Blunt recently made an appearance at the U.S. Open with her daughters and her husband. Who is her husband?
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. Jim from The Office. So now you're tied at 2. Question 4. What pizza chain used to claim they could deliver their pizzas in 30 minutes or less?
Was that Domino's?
It was Domino's.
Oh.
Final question. The reality show where Alan Cumming is the host who just won Best Reality Host.
The Traitors.
Yeah, the Traitors. On Peacock. All right.
I'm sorry, okay? I am just a chronically online person. I'm really good at useless trivia.
Tomorrow on the show, all geography questions. That's the only way you're going to lose, I think.
He's learning my weak spots.
My gosh. Aaron, thank you so much for playing. For putting up with us, we do have tickets for you.
Oh.
For the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Thank you so much. My name is Aaron. And I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.